And our very next guest will be on the sidelines for that game tomorrow, Avon Lake, Eric Smith. Coach Smith, we appreciate you giving us some of your time here. And you were telling me before we came on the air that because this football season has gone on as long as it has, you guys haven't even had a chance to practice yet.
Yeah, we've not had tryouts yet. These guys are all in here talking about scrimmages and opening up next Wednesday, and I haven't even had tryouts yet. We've been in the gym for a couple of weeks, you know, working with some of the younger guys that we've got, you know, some freshmen, some sophomores. We got a couple of juniors, one senior still running around. We do a couple of things. We're just trying to get as ready as we can. You know, we're trying to be positive with them. I think it's going to build some depth for us as the season goes on. So, some guys who may normally not get as many reps early in the season with the guys, you know, being missing. So we're trying to work them in, and I think eventually that's going to pay dividends down the stretch for us.
Seven guys, you said, are playing football that eventually will play for you. Who are those seven guys who are playing both sports?
Guys, you'll hear their names a lot tomorrow night. Nick Marsh, Tanner Russell, Nate Sedlowski, Creed Bologna, Gage Dusler. You know, those guys that you're just about every play, you're going to hear their name called in some form or fashion, and those guys are going to be, you know, eventually running up and down the basketball court for me.
What do you expect will be the identity of the Shoremen this season?
I think one of the nice things that's going to happen, even though we're making this extended run in the playoffs, is we're going to be a veteran team. We're going to be experienced. Tanner Russell and Nick Marsh have both been playing varsity basketball since they were freshmen. Nate Sedlowski, Creed Bologna, they're going to be three-year varsity players. So, you know, we will be getting a late start, but the fact that they've been in the program for as long as they have and they know how we like to play and what we want to do, that'll make it a little bit easier. You know, we're going to try to play fast like we always do. We're going to defend you, and we'll see what happens. We got some pretty good athletes.
When you look at what you wanted to improve upon last year, I'm sure you kept notes, and a lot of it's still fresh in your memory, Coach. What are those top two things that you need to do better this season?
We need to be more consistent offensively, and we have to execute what we do offensively in the half court. We were really good in transition last year, and we've always been really good in transition. I thought last year in the half court we weren't as patient as we needed to be. We didn't execute what we needed to do in the half court. I think that's something we really concentrated on this summer.
And also maybe turning the ball over at midcourt.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, some things that, you know, that really, you know, we lost us. We were an 11-12 team last year, and we lost six games by 4 points or less.
Wow.
And some things right there that, you know, little things that we have to do just to be more consistent. And, you know, you're hoping with the veteran group that those things will take care of themselves.
You mentioned a few moments ago, too, that because you've had so many football guys on this team, you haven't really had a chance to kind of cut loose yet in practice. But you really think that could help you moving forward? Who are some of the underclassmen that you've had a chance to watch play here for an extended period of time while a lot of your experience has been on the football field?
One of the kids that we're really going to look to depend on is going to be a junior, Nate Murtaugh. Nate played for us last year as a sophomore. He came off the bench and did some nice things for us. He's 6'6". He can get inside, and he can get on the perimeter and shoot it and run the floor. And, you know, we're looking at him as a kid this year that's really going to be a big contributor for us. And then we have a couple of sophomores that are going to, we think, will be in the mix, but we're not sure. But, you know, we're going to be a very senior-dominated team with those guys. I mean, they did a nice article in the newspaper today on those, that five group of seniors that have been together since they've been in sixth grade and have played all the way up, and now they're, you know, they've been successful in football, and we're just hoping that kind of carries over to the winter season for us.
Of the non-football basketball players, who are the couple best shooters on the team? The guys that if you let your guard down, they're going to pop a J in your eye and they're going to hit the shot.
Of the non-football
yeah,
players
non-football
that we have, obviously,
players.
Nate Murtaugh, the kid I just talked about, you know, he's 6'6", but he's more of a perimeter guy, and he shoots it. He was actually, last year as a sophomore, second on our team, he shot 39% for threes.
Is he a prolific shooter than
he shoots it. He shoots it. He's going to be, and you have to guard him. And if you don't guard him, he's going to go by you and put you inside. So he's a tough matchup for us, for other people. Hunter Simons is another kid who's going to be a senior this year, and, you know, he's spent a lot of time in the gym in the offseason shooting, so I think he's a kid that people are not going to be aware of, right, you know, right off the bat. Everybody concentrates on this group of guys, and, you know, hopefully we'll get some other guys to step up.
In the conference this year, is it going to be more man defenses or zone defenses in the Southwestern Conference?
It's pretty much a man-to-man league, except for, you know, Berea plays that 2-3 zone, that matchup that they always play. last couple of years. Midview's been doing a lot of two-three zone things. They've got the big guy Manning in the middle, anchoring that down. So they're very tough, and they've got some athletic guards to put some pressure on you, you know. But we'll see, you know, what they're going to do. But other than that, pretty much everybody's a man-to-man, and you get after it, and a lot of full-court pressure, and see what happens.
Should be wide open this year in the SWC, no?
I think so. I think if we can stay healthy again for another week in football, or another couple of weeks, hopefully, in football. We talked about on the sidelines one day, you know,
yeah.
One football game, you know, my job on the sideline is to count and pray to make sure my guys get up off the bottom of the pile. And that's what I'm going to do, you know, again tomorrow night. And if we can stay healthy, I think we've
that
got
that is
it.
What you said to me when we talked between plays.
Right. And, you know, I think we'll have as good a shot as anybody. But, you know, everybody's going to be good. Berea's going to be good. Olmsted Falls is always good. Lakewood is good. Midview is well coached. I mean, you know, Amherst is going to be vastly improved this year. There isn't an easy win in this league. You know, we've talked about that as coaches, that everybody talks about the Southwest Conference and what we do as a football league, but I don't think we get near enough credit for what we do as a basketball league. I mean, you look last year at Olmsted Falls, knocks off Lorain and gets to the regionals. You know, a couple of years ago, we got to the regionals. You know, we have a lot of good, really good basketball that's played in the Southwest Conference. I don't think we get near enough credit.
How do we get you noticed?
How do we get us
noticed? I mean, we're doing our parts. We're putting some of the games on the radio.
Oh, you guys are great. I love it. You know,
how do you reverse that trend or that perception?
I don't know. I just think it's a perception. The fact is, you know, our conference has won a couple of state championships in football. Avon Lakes won a state championship. Olmsted Falls has won a state championship. We were a state runner-up in football another year. Avon was a state runner-up
in
football.
So is that what it's going to take, a deep run, Final Four appearance?
We need to get somebody to get down there and get down to Columbus and finally someone to take notice.
And from your perspective, that should be the Avon Lake Shoreman.
It should be the Avon Lake Shoreman this year.
There you go.
I think we got a chance. I think we can be good. We'll see what happens. You know, that's our goal. We're going to go out there, and we plan to win, and we expect to win. And that's, you know, the mindset we have.
Well, we look forward to seeing you on the sidelines tomorrow, Coach. We'll certainly be there at North Ridgeville tomorrow. We look forward to seeing you out there. As always, we appreciate the time, and we look forward to covering the Shoreman throughout the course of the season.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, Coach, now you're going to have to bundle up tomorrow night because it's going to be 20 degrees colder than it is right now.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It's good football weather. We'll go out there and play.
I was going to say, you got the beard to cover up your
face,
but you'll be fine
tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, no shave November. We're good.
That's right, yeah.
We're going. We're good. You know.
I mean, we're 3 weeks into that campaign now.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
You're insulated.
We're insulated.
So
we're
if I
good.
Got you one of those Razors of the Month club memberships, you wouldn't need it.
Wouldn't need it for another couple of weeks. Maybe before the first game.
There you go. Coach Smith, thank you again for the time.
Thank you.